what we are discussing today is sinful. People actually demonize it, but I choose to believe it today. In this time, we will talk about this. Hi, my name is Akushel FT and the host of the XXO podcast. Yeah. It's a new episode. I know, right? And who better to talk about it than me, who doesn't mind the backlash and can come with. Well, you demonize it, but I'd rather we talk about it and find better ways toward it. Our topic for today is abortion, safe abortion, termination of pregnancy, if we'll call it that. We criminalize the act, but people are having it. Unsafely for the matter, yes. If you hear the gruesome shit people do just to terminate a baby, leaves your skin feeling crazy, like, oh god, no. We are talking about abortion. What have you heard about abortion? Yeah, about how sinful it is and how it is against the will of God and all of that. Yes, and yes, we have heard. You know, most parents don't make it easy for their children too. Yeah, people will chastise you and say, why not abstain from sex or use protection so you won't get pregnant. Do you know protection can fail? We've learned from our topic, contraception, that it isn't 100%, and people get sexually assaulted and won't want to give the child because it will remind them of their abuser. If someone does tell me it is the will of God, I might get violent. So shush. I don't want to hear the will of God thing today, because you can't tell me somebody getting assaulted is the will of God for their life or something along those lines. You know, there are many reasons people want an abortion or abortions. Maybe they aren't ready, or as I stated earlier, victims of rape. Maybe they are too young. Yeah, young children don't have to be having sex, but hey, the world will show you something each time, you know? Something you don't sign up for. If you are righteous, stay off this episode and stay out of my DMs too. I am not doing this for you. I'm doing this for people who genuinely need support. Look, people are having kids and they can't take care of them. Some have kids to not feel guilty about abortions, and some have kids because their parents forced them to do it. No one gives people a chance to choose, some people a chance to choose. It is worse when you come from a religious background. Yes, I've said it. Yes. When it came from a proper home. Oh no, when it came from a proper home, maybe they'll tell you to marry the person so that it doesn't seem like you have a child out of wedlock or something. Anywho, what's the best way to terminate a pregnancy? Do you do it by yourself? Do you stick a hot rod up your vagina and twist the baby out of your womb, or poke it with a cactus or something? Man, the shit here on these streets is wild when it comes to termination of babies. You expect something better in this time and age, but then again, these drugs sometimes cost an arm and a leg. I know people say if you can't afford abortion meds, then why are you having sex? Sex doesn't care about social status. That's why I just have to be safe and all of that stuff. And going to the hospital is another cost. It isn't easy, but it is safer, and your woman vagina is given the needed care. Now, first of all, what do you do when you want to terminate a pregnancy? The first thing is by making sure you are truly pregnant. You've missed your period. You're panicking because you've had unprotected sex a while back. But you can miss your period due to other factors, stress, taking emergency contraceptive, and there's PCOS and so on so forth. So first, you need to test and make sure you are pregnant. So get a test kit, about 3 different ones or 4 different ones, and test. Just piss and then add a little droplet on the stick or the little part made for pee, and you wait 5 minutes. Sometimes they tell you to wait 5 minutes, or they tell you to check it within 5 minutes, and after 5 minutes just dispose of the kit. So you do that to check if you are pregnant. If you can afford a lab test, just go there, they draw your blood, is that what it's called? Yes. Then they test and make sure to see if you're truly pregnant, you know. And the reason you're supposed to get more than 2 different kits is that these kits have something called false positives, and sometimes it will show as invalid. So if you, the more the merrier, let me put it like that. It can show a line and one faint line, and it might not be true. It might not be true that you are pregnant. So getting more than 2 different kits will help you know if truly you are pregnant, because every brand different stuff, you know. Yeah, now you've tested, you know for sure you are pregnant, you panic honestly if you don't know what the fuck to do or you become. Everyone, how they handle situations, you know. When I found out I was pregnant, like I panicked, because I was like, god damn, what am I gonna do? Yeah, but then I calmed down. Like, I called my best friend, like, bro, this oven in the barn, I don't know what to do. And it's like, you know what, calm, you're gonna figure it out. And yeah, we figured it out. Yeah, that sort of thing. Then you have to tell your partner about it. Yeah, guess what, I didn't tell my partner first, I told my best friend. So that's different. Like, hey, there's an oven in the barn, should it bake it nicely or should it burn? That sounds dark. I know, I'm sorry. Okay, I need to watch my mouth these days. So the next thing you do is to check if the baby is positioned properly. So you go for an ultrasound, and it also helps you know how far along you are, and if it is safe to have an abortion. Having an abortion earlier is safer than later. After 24 weeks, you can't have an abortion, but 4 weeks or 5 weeks, it is safe to have one. So after the ultrasound, and you check the position of your baby, and notice, oh, it is safe to do this, you talk to a doctor. So you visit a hospital. If you can afford a hospital, find a doctor you're close to and talk to them about the journey you're about to embark on, and they can refer you to an abortion clinic. Maybe abortion clinics are pricey, too many judgmental stares from people. But if you're in an abortion clinic, why are you supposed to be staring at people judgmentally? If it was me, I don't care. Do you get me? But I get it. The stares can be unsettling, yeah. And right now, some of them have social media handles these days. You can call them up and like, oh, and you can tell them about your situation, like, hey, yeah, you know, I have an oven in the barn, but this oven, this barn, it's not the right time. I'd want to delay its time a bit. So are you game? Can I book an appointment with you? That sort of thing. And I'm sure they'll send someone to attend to you. It can be on their phones, you know, asking them questions and the safety of the procedure if you want to know more about it. And there are two types of abortions. Yeah, I know you're wondering, yeah, just inseminating a baby, what's there with the two types, or how many types are there? Well, there are medical abortions and surgical abortions. Medical abortions involve pills taken 24 to 48 hours apart to induce an abortion. There are two pills. You take one, then you wait like 24 to 48 hours to take the second pill. And I think the first pill is to help It's a lot. I read about it, but I didn't add it to it because, I know. I don't want to give too much information out. You just have to do it the right way. Then surgical abortion. You have a procedure that removes the fetus, the pregnancy, the fetus. Fetus. Yes, fetus. Fetus. However you pronounce it, yeah. Sometimes by suction. I think the majority of people will go for medical abortions, but it depends on why the abortion is happening. You know, sometimes when you have an ectopic pregnancy, you have to go with a surgical one. It depends on the position of your baby and if it's safe. Yeah, we've learned the two types of abortions. Now, like I was saying, medical abortion is done by using two different medicines. I won't mention their names, sweetheart. Even if I mention it, you're not going to find it just easily like that. Do things the right way by seeing a doctor. If you can't see a doctor, talk to a pharmacist. A pharmacist or a nurse about what to do. Yes, speak to anybody in the health care department, except their cleaner, of course. Doctors and nurses are scary people. Well, they are scary to me, especially my midwife. She was scary to me, so. They'll refer you to clinics that help with the termination in a safe way, or they can help you with the procedure. You know, it is better than getting infections from all these inhumane methods of terminating a baby. Yes. Then we are going to abortion aftercare. I know you're wondering, like, what's the need for an aftercare after an abortion? I'm done with the baby, so like, why should I worry about aftercare? You will need it. So what do you do after the procedure, right? Oh yes, and I forgot to add that for medical abortions, you take a painkiller a few hours before taking the second dosage, and it is mostly advised to take it after you've eaten for the day. So mostly you take the first medication when you're about to go to bed or something, you know, at night, so that it will work over when you're sleeping. Do you get it? So that's advice. So you check the time that you took it, then you wait 24 hours to 48 hours to take the next dosage. Yes. Yeah, even if you sleep, you still feel it as you wake up. Sometimes you still feel some sort of pain, discomfort. Pain is a bitch, and doesn't come when you expect it. You think, oh, you know, I'm feeling highway, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling, then all of a sudden it's bad. You're like, you're feeling good now, you're feeling good, you okay? Yeah, that's all of it. And it's advisable to clear your schedule, whichever one you like, your schedule for about 2 days after an abortion. Yes, your body will be going through a lot of things, and you might not be able to do a lot of work, so it's advised to actually have nothing to do for like 2 days after it. Eating will seem like a chore, so make sure you have someone who will take care of you, or stock up on food, groceries, everything, and reduce your sugar intake. So I'm saying abortion aftercare. You'll be prescribed antibiotics to help deal with any infections after the procedure. That is after bleeding for 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes bleeding can last a month, but if it is more than a month, you need to seek medical attention. If you've done the procedure before, then you know your body, you know how long it normally takes you to bleed, but it can also vary. You know, I guess every pregnancy has its thing, but you also know your body, so and no using of tampons after an abortion, no douching, so you're stuck with sanitary pads, sweetheart. You're stuck with that, even if you hate it. Book a therapist. You know, most people don't talk about the mental toll it can take on you. Yeah, people don't talk about that. You know, I pray you have a loving family and supportive partner to be there for you. The chances of being depressed after an abortion is high. So kindly notice the changes in your mental state. And sometimes you don't even notice it. That's the thing. You don't notice it. You think you're just, you're okay, but you are not okay, sweetheart. So have someone who knows you well to be around you for emotional support, who tell you how gorgeous you are, how what you've done doesn't define you. And yeah, don't have a douchey partner. Have somebody who cares about you. Take a lot of green leafy vegetables, more soups and stews, healthy eating for a while, and take some blood tonic, some iron pills and blood tonic. You have to take care of yourself better than you used to before the abortion. Yeah, you know, abortion can be safe, but only if you do the needful. Don't listen to naysayers or the myths surrounding abortion. You can have a safe abortion, and that's what I am here for. If you're having difficulties getting your head around it, just text me on social media and we'll go through this together. You know, I'm always here. Man, if you and your partner decide to go through this process, don't leave them to fend for themselves. Even if they say so, even if they say they are okay, they are not. You can lose your partner from your neglect. And sometimes they don't even know they are drifting away from you before I realize that, like, the relationship is over. You get it. In this moment, there are a lot of thoughts swimming in their heads. Like, during these times, everything is just going wild in their heads, and it's up to you to calm the storm raging in their heads. Be extra loving and caring to them. Cook and take care of their needs. If you can't be at home with them or be in the same house, make food available. Like, send an Uber over with groceries or stuff like that. No sweets, yeah, but yeah, just be there for them. And family should also play their role. If your family knows about it, yes, let them play their role in helping and helping you feel loved, even if they do it, like, yeah, make your family, your child feel like, you know what, you've done this, but we still love you no matter what. You don't need the criticism and judging looks from people you love. Yes, you need a lot of love to help you recover quickly. Honestly, in this situation, you need a lot of love and care to help you recover quickly. Yes, 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 yes. We learned a lot today about abortions, haven't we? And how to make you safe. These drugs seem expensive, or the procedure seems expensive, but it's better to be safe. God. It's better the safe way than using your youth or the rest of your life to pay for the unsafe option. If you don't know what to do, DM me and I'll show you the right places that can help you. I know somebody who talked about safe abortions on their, I think, TikTok, Gail Pepra. Yeah. Yeah, she's doing a great job. I want to give her good kudos to that. So if you can find me, you can just find her and ask questions. Yeah, this has been the XXO podcast. And don't forget to live your life to the fullest. Forget people and live life, you know? I love you, I love you, I love you, oh my God. Today I identify as Lilith. Yes, I identify as Lilith today. But I'm still a Kosha LFT, but with horns this time. Yeah, sexy horns, you know, just imagine it. And don't forget to send me a message on social media. You know my handles already. I think I keep mentioning them and it is boring. It gets boring, but I will mention them anyway. Twitter at AkushaLFT, Instagram at AkushaLFT with double Y, Snapchat at AkushaLFT, Facebook AkushaLFT. Don't forget to support my podcast, okay? A little bread for the spirit, you know? Yeah, yeah. It has been fun and I'm happy to be educating folks on these topics. Yeah, abortion is like something that people do even when we hide it. And I know it's criminalized in some countries, but people still do it anyway. So why not make it safer for them than losing people because of it? Yeah, and I don't want this judging people on here. Tell me your thoughts. What do you think about today's podcast? Yes. I love you so much. I will meet again very soon. Adios, ciao,
bye
bye. This is the first time I'm speaking Shi here, right? Yeah, I will speak Ewa next time. Yeah, so that has been the XOXO podcast. Mia Dugusia. Bye.